Good morning on a Thursday morning, a very exciting day. Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. But before we can ever celebrate things like a visit from a pope, we need to have a radio station to do that.
That's right, David, and I'm glad you brought it up. The fact is that we all have made this radio station what it is. It's that simple. And if anybody turns around and says, okay, they'll do it without me, you're just wrong. We can't do it without you. We have to have everybody do something. And the beauty of the lockbox is we can knock days off the fund drive if everybody just puts a little in. And I'm talking about $5 or $1,000 or whatever you can do. But please, if you turn your back on the radio station that you love and that is so important to you and that you have on every day, it just won't be here. We have seen it with newspapers. We've seen it with radio stations. We've seen it with symphonies. Come on, folks. If you value it, let's do something.
We're all in this together. WAMC.org. Alan, as I hinted, the Pope has been visiting the United States, all eyes toward Washington this morning. He's going to give an address to Congress, which will air live right here on WAMC at 10 a.m.
That's right, and we're very proud that we're being able to do this. This man has a message, and the message is environmental, it's concerned, it's human, and he is a world leader to the point where this visit has caused more excitement than just about anything that I have seen. When his motorcade stops and he rides in a simple Fiat, when his motorcade stops and he gets out and kisses a baby who is disabled, he is giving a message to everybody in America, you can do the same thing. And he is a man who is obviously so concerned about the environment and what we're doing for our children, that he has taken on a good deal of what he knows is going to be resistance in this country. He meets with the president, he agrees with the president, and now we'll see what he says to the Republican Congress, which couldn't wait to invite him, as they did with Mr. Netanyahu, to talk to a joint session. In this case, they may really get some comeuppance.
And as we wait to see whether the government will shut down or not, the issue there, of course, is taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, well, there is this political system that has developed because of the way in which we have set up the government. We have primaries, for example, and the primaries bring out very small groups, but dedicated groups of people who are, in the case of the Republican Party, philosophically to the right. And what happens is that even though you find huge numbers of people, for example, for Jeb Bush, he can't win those primaries because he's not right-wing enough. That's a structural problem of the way we do it and the way we select people. And I think that this is going to have to be reevaluated. And it will be if the Republicans lose in the presidential election. Somebody's going to scratch their head and say, we just can't do this way anymore.
Alan, Thursday is Media Project Day when we record the program. And this jumps out this morning. Donald Trump tweeted yesterday that he was boycotting Fox News. A Fox spokeswoman says that Trump's announcement came after the channel canceled a scheduled Trump appearance on the O'Reilly Factor.
Well, it's worked for him in the past. He takes on just about everybody. And in this case, the big fight with Roger Ailes, the head of Fox News, has been a great one. And he knows that he's gotten a lot of response. O'Reilly canceled his appointment to talk to Trump. And Trump, of course, is now after Fox again. It worked before, but it's also getting kind of tiring. The Times had a big article this very morning about how he gave a speech, and there were many seats in the hall. He says that the one he gave before was loaded with people. So he's still leading in every national poll.
Finally, Alan, as people beyond baseball mourn the passing of great Yankees catcher Yogi Berra, we heard the great line yesterday, hypocritical or not, that when asked where he wanted to be buried, surprise me.
He is a guy who has caught the public imagination over the years. This country loves him. The Times had so many stories on him this morning and yesterday, his passing. He is a part of the American psyche, the American soul. He was a kind man and a decent man. And boy, will he be missed. 90 years old. Good for him.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Lockbox, WAMC.org.
Yeah, it's so important.